This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are at 7 after the hour, another good day hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner to bring you into the fold here as things unfold. This is an unusual radio program, and as it's unusual in lots of different ways, I guess. The fact that it's been on the air longer than any other syndicated radio program is one thing I take pride in, but I also take pride in and hopefully providing an example of how one person, you can't do it by yourself, but I've stayed the course because I wanted to stay the course. I needed to stay the course. There weren't alternatives for me. That is to go to work for some big company, because I don't play well with the issue. Not
word.
A big surprise there.
I identify with that with you.
Yeah, I don't play big. The big radio companies are anathema to me, even though some of them carry this program, and I thank them for that. But they find that it works well in their circumstance. But there is just too much consolidation, even there. You know, talking about the stuff that we've been talking about and prices and how they're all affected. And the same is true in the radio business. I get a big kick out of, this isn't too inside baseball because I think it's become very public. The folks at Sirius XM have initiated an advertising campaign which takes a real shot at AM and FM radio. I mean, basically, the context of the spots are, who needs AM and FM radio? You've got Sirius. Well, they may have a point when it comes to music. The way the music world, maybe some people listening know who Don K. Reed was, a fellow that was very big in New York radio, at a time when everybody depended on the local radio market. There weren't really syndicated shows. And Don K. Reed came along in a time when there was a real focus on personality in the music world, the music stations, the disc jockeys of the 50s and 60s and 70s and into the 80s. But with the advent of talk radio, the personalities on the music side kind of began to dwindle for a number of different reasons. And so the fact that Sirius XM is saying, throw away your AM/FM radio and listen to us, they may have a salient point when it comes to music, because the stations that all belong to the big companies have all, you know, you do some of it. They've gone to voice tracking, and they've done stuff, you know, they try to make it sound like a local radio program or a local station, but it's not. Who knows? How far away have you? I'm not letting the cat out of the bag, am I, with you?
No, you're all good.
Okay.
I don't do anything right now, but right. I was, and it was local. It was local radio stations. It wasn't live, like for middays or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was, I was still able to be local. It wasn't the live and local part.
Yeah. You were a companion, but there wasn't meaningful conversation.
Yeah. Although I will say I lived about 45 minutes away from the station, and there were times where I would voice track on a Friday and record everything for the weekend, and then something big would happen,
right?
Like a celebrity marriage or death or baby, and I would actually have to go in then during my off time to re-record something,
yep,
or just to add the new breaking news.
Yeah, right. That happens sometimes with us on the talk radio countdown show, where something will happen over the weekend and we are caught flat-footed because we do the program on Friday and it runs all weekend long. That happens sometimes, not often, but at any rate, the point that I'm trying to make here is that the radio companies, where people wanted and needed the companionship of some of these great disc jockeys, great personalities, who now are really no more on the FM dial where there's music, there is something to what Sirius XM is saying about that. But on the other side of the coin, the talk radio world is not replicated, duplicated, or matched on Sirius. They've got a couple of meh. They've got a couple of channels, and I say this because maybe this sounds a little self-serving. When Sirius XM, when Sirius started, wasn't the XM was one company and Sirius was the other, and then they combined about, I don't know, 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. But when the advent, the beginning of Sirius, I was on a channel for 5.5 years with the other independent broadcasters at the time. I think Dave Ramsey was on with me, Smirkanish was on the same channel with me. I'm trying to think who the other people were that were on there. At any rate, after 5.5 years, that channel was purchased by Martha Stewart for $800,000, and that was the end of us. So some of them have Smirkanish is still on, Ramsey's got a channel on Sirius. But the general talk folks like me went away. So the only place you're going to find, and this is my counter to the Sirius ad that people are talking about, I disagree with them completely when it comes to, and in the way they're promoting it, they just don't have good talk. They have a few good shows, but not many. The good talk is on your local radio station, whether it be nationally syndicated stuff like this program, or whether it be local hosts. But you can count on the local. Oftentimes they're news, they call them news talk because that's what we call the format. And the conversation is about what goes on in the news for the most part. I'm a little lighter in that fare. I'm not the heavy hit them over the head stuff on this program, but it is conversation that you won't find anywhere else. You're certainly not going to find it on Sirius.
Mm-hmm. So, and you don't have to pay a premium or buy a package to listen
free.
To it.
All right. Hello. It's free, 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 free. Let's get back to something we have been talking about off and on, and this is more specific information about the cost of oil, our oil reserves, the kind of thing. I think last week I told you the story about how the Biden administration, very quietly, the news machines are either willingly accomplices in this or they're asleep at the switch. It just shows you how bad they are. I didn't see anywhere. Did you hear any place that the United States sold oil reserves to China, and in fact some of it was going from China to Russia?
I saw some online and some news articles, but I hadn't found anything that I would consider reputable.
Reputable. Thank you. Yes. And reputable. Well, I'll tell you that looking this over here and seeing what is more to the point of the cost of the oil, I'm going back to November of 2020, Jay. This was before the Russians invaded Ukraine. The price of gasoline started rising with the price of once we got into the pandemic, the prices started going up and up and up. So if you go back to November of 2020, which is about 6 months after the pandemic started, right? Started in March of 2020. So if you go from November 2020, let's say, to November of 2021, again, before the Russians invaded Ukraine, the price of gasoline in that year rose 66%. Now, it did slowly. It didn't do like we've had in the last 6 months, go up like a rocket. But it was going up steadily. Nickel here, penny here, a dime there. And you didn't really notice it unless you bought a lot of gasoline. If you're just buying a tank a week, a lot of people, when they fill up the car, like to drive here and there, they'll have to drive to work, or you don't fill it up. So if you don't fill it up with regularity, you don't kind of notice it. But the business of where the prices are now, if you look back to a month ago, the price of regular gasoline about in the middle of June hit an all-time high because not necessarily of just the Russian invasion of Ukraine. That's a factor. But the policies of the current administration, not drilling, not taking advantage of places and prices where you could get more people involved in producing oil and gas, that's all have been left to be squandered, basically. And,
well, doesn't the price also go up given the time of year? Isn't it higher in the summer?
I would say yes, that is true. But if you look at what happened Memorial Day, the price was that Memorial Day weekend through the first week of June was when it was the highest, as I just indicated. But the 4th of July that's where the decrease in prices started. The week before the 4th of July, prices started coming down. And since then, they've gone down 30, 40, 50 cents a gallon. And so that lies, that belies the argument that they'll gouge you when there's, you know, there's a lot of use of the product. In this circumstance, they gouged you when there was another circumstance, when they thought you weren't going to be looking, or they could blame it on the Russians and Ukraine. You know, they bear some of the responsibility, the Russians do, but not to the extent where the price of gasoline is doubled. That's really kind of the point here. And it looks to me like regulators and politicians and bureaucrats have been asleep at the switch, or maybe deliberately, who knows, the collusion that goes on between people in government and, you know, the companies themselves and the lawyers and lobbyists that they hire. But make no mistake about it. There's a whole bunch of reasons for the price to go up, and maybe now they're, because now people are waking up to the fact, and there's resistance, and people are talking about it, and the folks on programs like this, they're weighing in, and they're disgusted with it, as well they ought to be. And people say, well, what can we do? You can not drive, or you can make a lot of noise, or you can be public. They don't like negative PR. They don't like any of that stuff. So now that it's a focus on them, you know, they're giving it a sort of a different, they're putting a different spin on it. So that's why the prices are going down, I think, in part. At any rate, it's certainly worth some consideration, something to think about as you plan your your holiday. Where are you going? What are you going to do? Will you be bleeding because of the cost of gasoline? Speaking of that, there is, and I don't know if I have time to do this, there were some green sea turtles that were found bleeding at the neck. Did you see that in Japan?
Yes, isn't that sad?
What in the world caused that, though? What's the story with that? Where did that, what made that happen? They've been investigating it since last week. These sea turtles were found during low tide.
At least 30 endangered sea turtles. They're investigating it, trying to figure out if it's human-made wounds or if there's something these turtles are getting stuck
maybe
on.
Maybe getting entangled in the nets.
Yeah.
That's what happens with some of this stuff.
Yeah, but the police are investigating, and they're questioning witnesses and trying to figure out what is going on with these endangered sea turtles.
Yep. 18 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Welcome to the Everyday Hotel. You'll be on the second floor, and your other room will be on the 14th.
Wait, we asked for connecting rooms? These are 12 floors apart.
We tried, ma'am, but technically they're only 11 floors apart. We don't have a 13th floor.
We can't be 11 floors away from our kids.
I don't see a problem.
Stuart!
When you want separate rooms, but not that separate, it matters where you stay. Only Hilton offers confirmed connecting rooms at the time of booking. Hilton, for the stay.
When you bundle your renters and auto insurance with Progressive, you could save money. But it doesn't cover any terrible memories living rent-free in your head.
You remember that time you were singing in the shower, and then you heard a knock on the wall, and then you realized that your bathroom shared a wall with your neighbor's bedroom, and all you could do was stand there silently, thinking about all the other things they may have heard in the 4 years you've lived there? Yeah, good times.
Sorry, we can't save you from that memory, but we could save you money bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Renters insurance and bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or New Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The reason why COVID-19 is still a very important issue is because of two reasons. It's a changing disease. It's a very different disease than it was 2.5 years ago. You're not going to have the personal protection that you need. The other big concern about COVID-19, why this can't go away, is because of long COVID.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now. It's time for celebrity gossip, the things on social media that are trending. Here's the story, Jay, of Emilia Clarke, who's a very good actress. She has proven that she has the ability to do all kinds of different things. She was in Game of Thrones. I think that's where she became first well-known, but she's been in a number
really
of things.
Really a household name in Game of Thrones, yeah.
Yeah, right. But then after that, she played so many different parts. I found her to be quite appealing as an actress, attractive, kind of fun. But now comes a word that she's had a couple of brain aneurysms. What's that? That's dangerous. That could be life-threatening.
Life-threatening, exactly. Especially what she went through with two different ones, two separate occasions. And one happened back when she was still filming Game of Thrones, and she was working out with her trainer, and all of a sudden she just had this really horrific pressure in her brain where she collapsed to the floor in pain. She was able to crawl to the bathroom, and she said she just became so violently ill, and they called the doctor. They went, they looked, and they were like, there's a brain aneurysm. You need to, we need to remove this. And then it happened again a few years later. Well, they found one on the opposite side of her head, and they said that right now it's fine, but we have to monitor it and make sure it doesn't grow, but it probably won't grow. Well, the probably part was wrong, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
It caused all kinds of different situations, and she actually had to have part of her skull removed to get into the one, and had a titanium plate put in place. And basically, she is missing part of her brain, and she shouldn't have survived. And if she did survive, she shouldn't really be able to talk. And here she is, living a normal life, a very eloquent woman,
elegant and
incredible.
Eloquent. Yes.
Yeah, an incredible actor.
Yeah. She's quite the athlete, too. She was going through a lot of the training for the part she played in Game of Thrones and developed. She's kind of reminds me of the Natalie Portman story where they bulked up in order to play the role, and they sort of kept themselves looking that way. She has done that. But I'll tell you something. I know people who have died of aneurysms. What happens, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's an important part of our program, has explained as a cardiologist and someone who understands the circulatory system, these these little aneurysms can start just with a micromillimeter expansion. It doesn't take much for you have oftentimes aneurysms are more common in your gut than they are in your brain. But I know people who've had them and they've died. I know a woman who was the mother of a very close friend of mine when I was growing up, 54 years old. She had a horrible headache, went in to lay down on the bed, never got up. Her blood, the feeding of the blood to the brain, or in the case of the gut or wherever they could expand, it expands to the point where it blows up. And you got to keep your every year you have a physical, you need to keep those things in check. And I imagine she was on blood thinners and lots of other things that would keep these. This is basically a brain clot where the blood just doesn't flow. And then it pushes the wall of the veins. It blows them out so that they blow up, and it's very dangerous. Very dangerous. So anyway, God love her. She's somebody to hopefully. Has she been anything lately? I haven't seen her anything lately. I kind of look around, keep a watch on her because I think she's very attractive and has a just kind of a great personality in some of these roles she's played.
Yeah, she has a lot. She has a good amount of stuff coming out. She has a couple films coming out this year, another one set for next year. She has another film in production, a couple more that are in development. So she's working.
Good luck to her. 28 after.
I am Robert.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As California pushes for more mask mandates in the Golden State, Los Angeles County doctors are speaking out, saying this decision by California lawmakers is not based on science.
If the experience of our hospital is reflective of across the county, which I believe it is, we're just seeing nobody with severe COVID disease.
Just the same. It's not changed. It's been the same. It's like 2 months of the same.
Los Angeles County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says masks are needed to protect people of color. Red-hot inflation is stifling millions of U.S. households, but the rising price of everyday necessities has squeezed one group particular, retirees living on a fixed income. Experts say today's inflation could ultimately push more seniors into higher tax brackets as a result because of what is likely to be record high cost of living increases. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes?
by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Biden officials continue to say the U.S.-Mexico border is perfectly secure, contrary to the United Nations calling it the most dangerous border on the planet.
The President and I are absolutely committed to ensuring that our immigration system is orderly and humane.
I am immensely proud to lead the workforce, the men and women of DHS, in executing our responsibility to secure the border and execute safe, orderly, and humane process.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson tells Newsmax President Biden's inhumane policies at the southern border are financing some dangerous people.
How profoundly disturbing it is when you actually go down there. I mean, you hear the stats. It's been 3.7 million encounters since Biden took office. Last 4 months, we've been averaging over 7,400 encounters per day at the southern border. But it doesn't adequately talk about the human depredations of this massive illegal flow. You know, the open border policy is facilitating the multi-billion dollar, about $18.3 billion per year, business model of some of the most evil people on the planet, the sex trafficking, the human trafficking, the flow of deadly drugs.
Dormant, massive black holes in space are hard to spot. The European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope has found one, called VFTS-243. It's nine times the size of our sun. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
There's a story floating around today about an orange lobster who is rescued by a red lobster. So they found a bright orange lobster, and apparently one in 30 million.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Some pretty good news from Florida. It's always good news. You can counter bad news with good news in almost every part of our country. So here's the story of a policeman who dove into the water to rescue a dog. This is Lighthouse Point down in Florida. Police Department Officer Bob Stebbins. Dog was drowning off the coast. And so the statement on Facebook read that a frantic caller reported her dog had jumped into the intercoastal waterway. The officer responded to the call, showed up. The dog had been treading water for 25 minutes. The officer made out, you know, you could hear the dog, couldn't see him because it was dark.
Yeah, right? finally found the dog and just barely saw the nose poking up, and he knew what he needed to do. So he takes off his equipment, jumps in the water, goes and rescues the dog, and here the dog had its leash on, and the leash got wrapped and tangled. And so that's what was keeping the dog there. And that fur baby is okay.
Yep. Good for that. That's the kind of stuff that we like to talk about. Not necessarily other things coming from the far corners of the country. There's more upset in Uvalde, where more of this footage from the police officer's body camera has been released. So they're trying to, and I'm not sure whether this is aimed at PR or what, but they decided yesterday to release the police officer body camera on the fellow that was first in. You know, we're going back, what was this, May 24th, 23rd, 24th, somewhere in there. So what the police say is it provides important context to a lot of the news. Now, this is interesting because we're going back to the news media and how they've reported on this and what we think we know versus what, you know, everybody's been, including me, quick to criticize the way the police handled it. They didn't have any real direction, that's for sure. They didn't have any leadership, and so they didn't know what to do.
The person everybody thought was in charge didn't know that they were in charge, apparently.
Right. Well, either they... But at that time, you know, if you have really good leadership, or if you put somebody in a leadership position, they become bigger than the... They're bigger than the individual. So let's put it that way. They have the responsibility, and they know what the job is, and or... If they're the right person, they know what the job is. They don't need somebody to rubber stamp, okay, here's your contract, and you start tomorrow. If you're there, and you've got a target, if you pardon the use of the term, you know what to do, and you do it. You don't. It's almost, the good police officers are, they have instincts. Being a good police officer is instinctive, I think. I think that goes for almost any job, frankly. The people who are very successful in whatever the given business is are instinctively good at it if they found a calling. Like if you're a good plumber, or you're a good carpenter, or you're a good writer, or you're a good radio person, or you're a good politician, whatever it is, you come from a position of strength knowing instinctively how to do. Now, I know that you got to be trained pilots, for example, another. You got to train pilots how to fly, but the people instinctively who are aware of their surroundings, you know, when you're in the cockpit and you're looking around, you're aware of what's around you. You don't need the radar, although that certainly is helpful in the tools that they're given now. But good pilots will be watching all around them to see what's going on in the sky or what's going on in the airport. You know, that kind of stuff. You're a good driver. You don't. You have instincts. Sometimes they're called upon. I was driving the rain yesterday afternoon out to Western Massachusetts, and there were a couple of circumstances. The rain was pouring down in sheets. Well, that can be kind of scary for an untrained driver, an unexperienced driver. What do? I can't see because the rain was coming down that hard in sheets. Like, literally, I couldn't see 40 or 50 feet in front of me. Mm-hmm. So what do? You make sure you get to the right-hand side of the road and you slow down until you're going to actually see what's going on. Sometimes people just stop, pull over the side of the road.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And people need to put on their hazards. It's important to put on your hazards,
right,
especially if you're
right
on the interstate. And if you get into a hydroplane, don't slam on your brakes.
Yep. No. Ooh. But you see, that's like on ice, too, the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
If you steer into whatever the problem is, you're going to have a crash. And so it's really, there are a lot of underlying problems, but instinctive. And again, you may be a good banker. You can take whatever the trade is, whatever the job is. And if you're instinctively good at it, then I'm sure some of these police officers at the Robb Elementary School were good at what they did, but they were frustrated because they tried to do something. I think, wasn't there a bunch of police that went in and there other police pulled them out?
There was a police officer whose wife was one of the teachers killed, and she reached out to him, and he was trying to get in there, and they removed him, and they disarmed him.
Yeah. Well, that's something, certainly a lot of food for thought here. The drama continues, if you will. Speaking of drama, the House of Representatives this week set to vote to protect same-sex marriage, interracial marriages. This is a confrontation that's brewing with the Supreme Court, and because they booted it, they had the ability to codify Roe v. Wade, and they didn't. So now they're learning from their mistakes, and there are many people who believe that it's something that ought to be done right away. I'm not ambivalent, because I think if people are happy, they ought to be left to their own. What difference does it make? Why in the world, what kind of a progressive country would say you can't get married to a white person if you're black? Or if you're if you're a gay man and you love another gay man, why can't we be? I have three or four neighbors here, men that have been married to other men for a long time. Nobody pays any attention. Why should you? They're happy. They have a good time, good life. They support each other. What more do you want?
Well, and what gives anybody a right to say, I don't want to live my life this way, and so I don't want you to live your life this way either? If you don't want to have it, if you don't want to be gay married, don't be gay married. Don't tell other people they can't.
So the proposal is called the Respect for Marriage Act. It's expected to pass the House, but it'll stall in the Senate, where most Republicans would... Why? Why do Republicans not want this? What is there about being a Republican? Is it something in the food that they eat in the cafeteria?
It's one of those things where people get put into boxes. I know a lot of Republicans who are not against gay marriage.
No,
and same on the other side. I know some Democrats who cite their religious beliefs as to why a marriage should be strictly between
a
man and a woman.
It's none of your business. No matter what your role in life, what somebody does in their own house, in their own bedroom, is none. As long as nobody's being hurt, there's no distress. It's none of your business. And why is it? Why do you want it to be your business? Especially when it comes to, you know, like interracial marriage. Why would that be something that would be a bother? And what does it do? You know, again, the Republican Party of today is not the Republican Party that I grew up with. I used to be an ardent, a very active Republican, active in local circles, active in national stuff. I worked hard for Reagan to get elected. And then after George Bush, the first... Well, you saw stuff happening that wasn't for me, and so I just opted out. And now you see this kind of stuff, and I really would be opting out now. And this is so divisive. And again, it's none of your business.
It is, and it's a smaller group within a party that gives the entire party a bad name. And it seems like it's that way for all parties involved.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you can equate this to other things that are going on business wise and otherwise. You know, there are people. There are good and bad in every circle. I guess I go back to competency, and they're talking about the police down in Uvalde. But look at the competent people looking responsibly at the issues of the day. I would want to pick my battles, and this wouldn't be one of them. Because there are plenty of other things that, frankly, are far more important to the survival. There's nothing about the survival of the human race or of the planet that is going to be affected by eliminating same-sex marriage or interracial marriages. And some of this stuff is being drummed up by the liberal news media. I get that. They're trying to, you know, they do whatever they can to dismiss the Republicans. The Republicans are their own worst enemy because they're not very good at PR. And so they don't, there ought to be people who are responsible, moderate Republicans in the face of the reporters at the New York Times. Get in their face. Or other, whether it's television, newspapers, whatever it is, you know, there's some reporting that's really good, and some reporting that's really accurate, and some reporting that's really bad, and it's very biased. I mean, you go through some of the stuff that we go through every day, looking at some of these news sites, you can see it just drenches, it drips with one-sidedness. So anyway, I just find this to be very, it draws a lot of energy out of the room, that's for sure. Speaking of that, one of the other things drawing energy out of the room is the January 6th hearing. There's somebody new that's going to be testifying this week. We'll find out who that is after this.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed. Car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own Boardwalk and Park Place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code radio, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Tide presents Laundry Truth, Cold Hard Savings.
Oh, hey, about to start a load. On hot? You know, washing in cold water with Tide can save you up to $150 a year on your energy bill.
$150? Go on.
The lower the temp, the lower your bill. Simple. Plus, Tide Pods are designed for a powerful clean, even in cold.
Wow, cool dip. Get it?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Turn to cold and save with Tide. Energy savings based on average from switching from hot to cold in non-AC machine.
All right, 47 after the hour. So a couple of people, actually, Jay, from the National Security Council, former Trump people. One of them is Matthew Pottinger, who was on the National Security Council. The other one is Sarah Matthews, who was a White House aide, not unlike the lady who testified, was it last week, the week before, whose name neither of us can remember.
Yeah, it seemed like it was the other week. Well, yeah. And both of these people resigned within days after
January 6th. Right, exactly. It was so obvious that this was not good, that this was orchestrated, that it came, the stuff came from the top. And that's how, I think one of the reasons there are people who are now looking at Trump in a different way, a different light, because of this sort of thing, because it seems hard to pull him away from the association of January 6th, and that has soured Republicans who have heretofore kind of they were hanging onto his coattails, and they were using him because he became a deity with some, and he still is with some people.
Oh,
who
yeah.
Are
look at the news. When we talk about other people, it's about we're relaying stories that the news media is saying this is a Trump supporter or a Trump opposer,
yeah,
and that's the big identifier before
right.
It gets to the point of who we're talking about and why we're actually.
Why would
talking
we vote for
them.
This person? I don't care whether Trump supporters and what the issue is in your local area, and what are you going to do to fix those things? Why are people not talking about? See, that's the watering down. I go back to the watering down. There's so many different ways of looking at problems, but the civics that was basically during George Bush's administration when they cut out gym, they cut out music, they cut out art, they cut out programs like civics because they need the money to pay for the war in Iraq. You see how fruitful that was, what that did. And those are the kinds of things that people don't think about. That was anathema to me, and I don't know why. I can remember being on the air and people yelling and screaming at me because I was so against the war in Iraq. What are we going into Iraq for? I would ask, and people would say, oh, you got to follow the leader. He's our president. He can't do any wrong. When we were in Afghanistan, where we should have been, and we flubbed that. 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry! Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Doctor time, yes, it's the Good Day Health program on the air with Dr. Jack Stockwell, eminent Nuka chiropractor, eminent GAPS practitioner, eminent husband of Mary, all of those good things going together. From his clinic in Salt Lake City, he brings his information and part of the info, or maybe all of it. I can say handily that you're here in part because of the support of Calitrin, the weight loss formula that is stimulant-free and drug-free. You don't have to have any more crash diets, no drugs, no stimulants. Calitrin is the all-natural, healthy way to help you lose weight. More importantly, to keep it off, because that's the hardest thing to do, Jack, isn't it? Once you lose the weight, it's so hard to keep it off, because people go back to eating ice cream before they go to bed. Yours truly is.
Well, that's it. Their lifestyle doesn't change. You know, they go through extreme conditions, almost Spartan conditions, to lose the weight, and then when they've lost the weight, they start slipping back into the thing that caused the weight.
Right, so you'll go to toploss.com to find out how you get on this Calitrin program. Been around for 25 years. Certainly a wonderful combination of all natural things like collagen protein, digestive enzymes. Jack talks about that all the time with his own enzyme product, Long Life Energy Enzymes. Those are part of it. So those are a good combination, actually. The Calitrin and the Long Life Energy Enzymes, that'd be a good way for you to keep the weight off. Check it all out at toploss.com. Right now, special deal for the summertime, the early summer. Buy as much as you want at the regular price and get an equal number without having to pay for it. So it lasts for a long time, and you support yourself. And those enzymes, as I said, are good, too. You get those at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Okay, so here's the story of a Georgia woman who was paralyzed after four arteries came apart during a visit to a chiropractor. This happened on ABC News, 25, 30 years ago, and the chiropractic profession went into some kind of protective mode because everybody thinks that all chiropractors are the same. And it, with the number of people that go to chiropractors and get adjustments to their neck, This lady has got a GoFundMe page because she's paralyzed. So what's your read on this? She had cardiac arrest and a stroke and that kind of stuff. And so she was revived. She needed surgery. So what would contribute to, from a Nuka chiropractor's point of view, which is basically it's not neck manipulation like the traditional chiropractor, but so what do you make of this? I guess I'm asking for some help because I don't want the chiropractic profession to get a black eye because of something that was done wrong by one person.
You mean the way the medical profession gets a black eye for the medical malpractice problems day by day by day? The number of people who die from drug overdoses that they shouldn't be getting, not recreational drugs, but the number of people who are misdiagnosed. This is a battle for turf. Now, to answer your question, though, let me tell you this. This has happened maybe 2, 3, 4 times since I became a chiropractor.
Almost
every case, they found out that these arteries were almost through dissection themselves at the time this took place.
What does that mean?
A dissecting artery is where the arterial wall is breaking down for a number of whatever reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that this happened at the same time someone was given a cervical adjustment. And I don't know what kind of adjustment it was, but the majority of chiropractors do pretty much the same thing, which, of course, is not what I do.
No, not at all.
And I'm not trying to distance myself from these guys in the sense of any liability. But when these things have been more fully investigated, they'll find out that the arteries in the entire body are having problems, not just the ones in the neck that already had started to break down and were heading towards an aneurysmal kind of experience anyway. I'm saying that this is more of a coincidence than anything else, because hardly is there ever enough energy applied to the neck the way most chiropractors work, mm-hmm, to cause something like that to happen.
All right.
When you think of all the rear-end collisions, when you think of all the circus and the amusement park rides, mm-hmm, and all this kind of stuff, is far more deleterious than the neck.
Get the neck snapped around an automobile accident,
yes,
that kind of
exactly.
Stuff. All right, quick comment on Brittany Griner's use of cannabis. Medical cannabis does what? Why would people be prescribed medical?
Well, there's a lot of
cannabis.
Good reasons for medically prescribed cannabis. It's anti-inflammatory. It's very calming for the entire nervous system. It stimulates the release of certain kinds of prostaglandins that contribute to healing. And the problem is, this is an effort by the pharmaceutical industry to stop something that's extremely cheap from getting into the marketplace that will do what drugs do without side effects.
Dr. Jack Stockwell from Salt Lake City here on the Doug Steffen Good Day. It's Good Day Health and Address Service at 59 after the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.